Yeah, Bruce.
You get a video?
Three, two, one, jump, shoot.
Good morning.
Happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month. I call this meeting Wednesday, February 22nd, 2017, meeting of the Portland City Council to order. Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Wheeler? Udaly?
Here. Okay, we're going to start with communications. Before we begin, I want to say a few words regarding council proceedings and maintaining decorum. The purpose of council meetings is to engage with and hear recommendations from the community on the public's business. In order for us to hear from everyone and to give due consideration to matters before the council, we must all endeavor to preserve the order and decorum of these meetings. To make sure that the process is clear for everyone, both those here and those watching on their computers or TVs, I want to quickly review some public testimony guidelines. My hope is that these details help everyone to feel comfortable and included and also ensure that decorum is maintained. During the meeting, there are two opportunities for public participation. Communications, which is what we're about to do now, and communication items are an opportunity to briefly speak about any subject. These items must be scheduled in advance with the council clerk's office. First readings of reports, resolutions, and ordinances. Public testimony of these items must address the matter being considered at the time. Please state your name for the record, and we don't need your address. If you are a lobbyist, please disclose that information at the start of your testimony. If you are here representing an organization, please disclose that as well. Individuals have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated at the meeting. When you have 30 seconds left, you'll hear a beep, and a yellow light will flash on the box before you. When your time is up, you'll hear 4 beeps and the red light will flash. I'll need you to conclude your testimony at that time. If you have handouts for us, please give them to the council clerk and she will distribute them to council members. Conduct that disrupts the meeting, for example, shouting or interrupting other people's testimonies or during council deliberations, will not be allowed. If that behavior is seen, this guidance serves as a warning that anyone disrupting this proceeding may be escorted from council chambers and excluded from City Hall. If folks would like to show your support or displeasure for a particular item or comment, please do so with a thumbs up or down so that no one is disrupted, but we can see your expression. Carla, please call up the first